Welcome to last week on Keith of the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. It's me, it's Keith, it's Hemda, you know the vibe, and we're here together to talk about last week's episodes. It's not rocket science, people, okay? It's in your VIP package every week, and welcome to the show, Keith and Hemda, hello!
Hey!
Welcome back from LA.
Oh my gosh, I'm forever changed. I got breast implants. I got
off the plane.
Brazilian butt lift. I got Botox, filler, buckle fat removal.
Wow, Caroline has friends now.
Yeah, she's not lonely anymore. No, I had a good time. I was with my one of my childhood best friends. And her family, her little family and her little house where she lives, her and her husband and her son and her mom lives in the, on like the back house. It's just was fun to like be part of their family life for 2 weeks and hang out with the kid. And, but the funniest part, if you think things that are bad are funny.
Okay.
The funniest part is that the weather was terrible.
No. Not as bad as yours.
Pretty much the same.
You should get your money back from California. There's gotta be some form.
It was like between 45 and 50 and raining.
Oh, that's wow, my condolences. That's and fucked
it,
up.
Yeah, it even snowed in LA while I was there.
Holy shit. Wow. I'm sorry. Oh.
So, kind of classic Bianca stuff, if you think about it.
Oh my God.
She's trying to feel better looking at New York weather, and it's always a little better.
Yeah, it was like 1 degree warmer in New York.
No.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it was kind of cool because when you were driving around LA, the mountains around the city were all covered with snow. So it was just like white. It was very cool looking, but
normally yeah, every day happens. Vegas
never happens.
I saw that Beverly Hills documentary, and one time, and there's a family in it that missed the snow because I think they're from Minnesota. And so they took like flakes of I don't know what and threw it out from the roof. So if you look out the window, it looked like a very stupid family. And they were adults. They were in high school, but they were like 32, 33 years old. But still, my point is I learned that it hardly ever snows in LA.
Yeah, it doesn't. And unless I go.
Right.
In which case, Hurricane Bianca rolls into town.
They give you those forms on planes that saying, hey, is there, you're bringing animals or this kind of thing. Bianca's just right. I'm bringing me. And good luck to the whole landscape.
Yeah, your metropolis is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca's coming to town. It's sort of like, oh, yeah, where's Godzilla going on vacation? You know, that's me. But
did you consider going to Vegas, like just for the weather and the close proximity?
No.
No.
Okay. I've never considered that's just me going my there.
Crazy. For me, it would be like the reason I'm like, well, it's cold and I'm here.
And I'm only so 4 hours away. Let's go.
No, I'd be like, who would argue with this? I'm going.
But I think kind of like the whole region was unseasonably cold.
Of course it was. I'm not saying that that's reasonable thinking. I'm sure you did the right thing, but I would at least have that thought and check the weather.
Yeah. I worked the whole time I was there because, you know, digital nomad life. You guys right. know all about it.
Welcome to the club.
So I was working and, you know, seeing a lot of friends that live there. It was fun. I went to a comedy show, a podcast, live podcast recording to show at a little theater called Dynasty Typewriter, where like a lot of people are performing, like every single person, there was like a slideshow before the show of like, you know, what the venue has hosted. And I was like, that person's been on Keith and the Girl. I know them from Keith and the Girl. Hmm? Keith and the Girl. I was like, hell yeah.
I'm on their mailing list. And yeah, more like, I think Shalewa just got her show in there. And yeah, it's just, but it looks like they do only like really fun, cool shows. Like, yeah, you can't really miss.
What'd it's you see? A really, really cool little theater. This podcast called Hollywood Handbook, which is, I don't think I've ever talked about it on here, but I'm a stan. I'm a huge fan of this show. I have been for years, and I love them, and I'm in love with them, and they're my best friends, and it was fun to see it live.
Thought we had something going on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's different.
It's different. Okay.
But it was
You said best friends, so we started to quantify.
Different friends. Okay. Good, but different.
They're best, and we're good, but different.
No, it's like the kind of thing where you're a fan of something, you think it's so good to the point where you're like, I kind of am scared.
Started rapping their show.
I'm scared that I'm going to see too much and it's going to hurt my feelings or something, you know?
Yeah.
But it didn't. It was perfect. But anyway, enough about me. Did I have fun in LA? Yes. Is that what we're here to talk about? No. We have to wrap up the show, and we're moving to a 4-show-a-week model.
What?
How are you doing with the extra workload?
Holy shit, I don't know what day it is.
This was Keith's idea, and every step that we had to take to adjust the schedule, he's like, what, we're doing that? I'm like, oh my God.
This is just an idea. Jesus.
This is your idea.
No one can have ideas anymore. Imagine, that's like in Ghostbusters, you know, you can't think of nothing. He thinks about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Now everybody's dead. You got to be careful. She's Gozer, whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
We went with it.
Be careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. You just might get it.
Yeah.
Starting with episode 3638, Selective Outrage, haha, with Nick Vatterott and Rod and Karen Morrow.
You an LOLer when you don't mean it?
Yeah, I'm guilty of it. Yep. I'm an LOL. I'm a haha. I'm a JFYI. JFYI, haha.
Just for your information? Doesn't
just
matter.
Just for your information. Yeah. FYI is a little too aggressive.
Right.
JFYI.
NB, no biggie. And then you say.
Well, you know what? We also, me and my close friend Sophie, who lives next door, we are always like, do you want to come over, do this, hang out? You know, we live close, so it's like easy. But we have a new one. NWIN. No worries if not.
Oh, okay. You don't want to, right. If it sounds like you're having a party in there and they hear that, it's like, hey.
You want to intervene before worry starts.
Yeah, like, it's like, there's not, you have no obligation, no pressure, no anything, no worries, no cares. JFYI, I'm making meatballs. You're invited to come over if you want. No worries if not. Ha-ha.
Okay, so what's the haha answer of like, because I like that. I like the, you know, thank you. Whatever. Yeah. Give me the out. I get it. How do I out then? Like, what if I'm just like, no, I'm already in my pajamas. What's the haha, not say whatever, NFYI version?
I would say like, I think I'm in for the night. Thanks though. Lol, haha.
And then, because she lives right by you, she's got to sneak out the back window or something. If she does want to go out.
No, she would be honest. She'd be like, I have plans with, you know, Jamel or whoever.
Are you upset you can't see Jamel with her?
Yeah. Well, no. I'd say if Jamel wants to come over for meatballs, they can come as well, but you know, if you don't want to even bring it up.
Would you say invite Chamel, LOL?
If you two want to come over, Chamel's welcome as well.
Lol. Lol, which makes me wonder if I can really bring Chamel, but apparently you figured it out. Have you ever used Betsy? Yeah, Betsy. Hey, why don't you come over tonight? Barely excited to see you.
I could incorporate
and then everybody's that comfortable. If you want to come, you come.
Yeah, it's like I'm not affected either way.
Right.
Like, come, don't come.
Don't come. Could give a fuck. Oscar party, my place, can give a fuck.
Nothing you do can make me feel anything. And that's, so therefore,
that's what I keep telling people. They
that's
don't
why
listen.
We're friends. That's
it's like, why the fuck did you do this? I'm like, I can't affect how you feel. Easy.
You can't.
Yeah. Oh, did that just upset you? Relax. Oh, that's upsetting. Only you're doing this to yourself. Stop hitting yourself, I say.
Ha-ha.
You mad? Stop hitting yourself. LOL. Yeah.
I would love to see you, no worries, if not, lol.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that's
I send the alien symbol, because who gives a shit anymore, you know?
I think that's compelling.
Yeah. It's like, hey,
if I got that from you, I'd be like, okay, like.
Right.
I get it.
I type. I go, you want to hang out tonight? But you don't determine my happiness. LOL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your answer will not affect my date either way.
Yeah. It'll affect the cheese I put out, I guess. But you're actually saving me money if you tell me now you're not coming. LOL. I'd rather you here, but this is what I went through for my wedding. I'm like, yeah, almost like come or don't come. I don't care. Like everybody's stressed out. I'm like, then don't come. I don't care. But I care. If you care, I care. If you can't make it, I don't care.
Okay, Keith, you got
confuses
that for your wedding.
People.
I got
Are you
that
making
for
fun of me.
Fun
I'm
with
just
you.
Wondering.
I got that for my tumor. They were like, should we come to your, I know that you're having surgery. And I'm like, well, no, I mean, you're not helping with the surgery. Well, I would get on a plane. And I'm like, just keep going with your life. It's stressful enough. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'd make them come. I think they're lying. And then you're going to say no. Then I say yes. I go, yeah, it'd be fun to see you. No determined amount of hours later waiting for me in the lobby.
LOL.
LOL. But seriously, haha.
Here, lol.
Right.
Downstairs, haha.
Right. Can I come in? LOL.
What
everybody's,
buzzer,
everybody's like ruder than ever, but at the same time, more polite in the weirdest ways. Okay, I'm at your apartment. Ding, that ding's my phone. I have a doorbell. You could knock. Never mind. You can walk in, it seems, from earlier appearances. I'm here. Oh, okay. Well, I'm here too. LOL. You know, figure it out. Everybody figure it out. They figure it out pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of texting. Can I call you?
Yeah, yeah.
That you think that's weird, but
no, I just know it's been pointed out by Keith, and I'm like, I get how that's weird. You know?
I do too, but
yeah,
I mean, pretty much every day when I talk to my mom on FaceTime, she goes like, "Hey, are you awake?" And I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Can I call?"
I go, "Yeah." I like the "Are we still on for tonight's?" Like, yeah, we just talked an hour ago. We're still on for tonight. Unless you don't want to. LOL. Are you trying to say something? Haha.
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole no worries if not thing for us is just an acknowledgement of that, like, impulse. Because it's like, of course, nobody's worried if you don't come. But we need to reassure one another that no one's has expectations or is mad.
Right.
But
based on all the stuff you've never done.
We're making fun of our impulse to do that.
That's fun. I can appreciate that. That's fun.
We're saying like, isn't it so dumb that we can't even just be honest with each other? Yeah. We have to like do all these caveats. Ha ha. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You don't know though? Is that another thing you typed? Did you just type that?
I'm a millennial. IDK. Yeah. IDC.
I had a hard day, but
JFYI, FWIW, IDK.
I had a hard day, but I didn't, if you did too. LOL.
LMAO. Mm-hmm. Oh, so depressed today. LMAO.
I am nominating this section for a cat go.
Why, haha?
Was I that interesting, LOL?
Do you think I'm cute, huh? Do you think I'm funny, lol? I'm so desperate. Help!
Do you like my shirt? So vomiting laughing.
OMG, so I think funny. I might commit suicide. Crying, laughing, crying, yeah. Laughing, crying, laughing, crying, laughing. LOL, LOL. No, we're not okay.
The emoji dictionary is going to have to update all the emojis because they're really not being used properly.
Has anybody ever sent you the fog square emoji? That's when you know it's bad.
That's a day. No, luckily.
Nick Faderot, what a character. I feel like he's from a different era of the early 20th century, maybe.
I hear you.
I'm gonna go with that. Yes, like he's always wearing a top hat, but he's not.
Yes, yes.
But if I were to describe him, yes,
spiritual top hat.
He should be wearing a top hat. Okay, now I get. I knew something was missing. Thank you. And can you guys let him know he should be wearing
a top hat? I'll tell him. I'll say top hat ? LOL. Was he an asshole?
Was he an asshole? You know, it's so long ago. I'm so confused what day it is. Maybe. No, he's always nice.
Yeah.
So sweet. So sweet.
You guys.
So enjoyable,
about,
like, as a guest, as a performer. Like, he's
very just engaged, very present, very in the moment.
And like still is goofy, but doesn't. Okay, so we've had goofy guests where, like, the audience enjoys them so much, but they're so out of control the whole time for us that, like, at the end, we're exhausted. And then we're like, okay, probably not this person again. And then the forums and the responses are like, wow, what a roller coaster. How fun. And we're like, fuck. God damn it. But Nick is like, just elevated enough where it's like, are you going to get so? And then he's like, no. Stays in reality with being goofy, like brings it back, takes it, you know, like is serious enough that we can have a show and not have to be like, oh, I'll be here whenever you come back to this planet, you know? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Am I on this planet?
You guys talked about unsolicited advice, I would say, is kind of the theme of the week's episodes. And Spatula Gate, we have, I mean.
If I would have said, hey, get some burn cream or go to the hospital, ha-ha, that would have solved
you
everything,
been,
I think.
You would have been free to say that.
Right. I would have gotten the heart emojis, not knowing if they were real nowadays, but.
You would have gotten a heart reaction.
Yes, probably. Oh, well.
Which is even more meaningful.
It really is.
M-ho, I-M-H-O.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not even, they're not even, you don't even have to hear their opinion necessarily. They're only adding on to yours, and they're saying, good job, your opinion.
Yeah, she goes, I'm burnt. You go, but are you hungry, haha?
I go, LOL.
Let's catch some lunch, LOL.
I didn't do anything because apparently she was crying laughing that her finger was on fire.
You say, by haha, burning loins, haha, you're so hot.
Right.
You are hot, and you turned me on. Lol.
We had sex. The
hotter your fingers are, the hotter my fingers are. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink, wink.
No problem, if not.
Semicolon parenthesis. Okay, and the poll here was regarding that.
Yes.
Unsolicited advice.
The giving advice section. Do you agree more with Keith, who makes sense? You give advice when people need help. Or do you agree with Henda? You just do the right thing all the time, the way the occasion fits. It makes no fucking sense, and we'll pretend that does. Those are your choices.
That's so weird how you can just, like, take my brain and just like, with such
ease. We know 18 years. We know each other.
Verbalize it. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Masterful.
Given the advice section, do you agree more with Keith or Henda? 67% aren't goofy bastards. Happy. They agreed with Keith. That's right. They agreed with Keith. Of course. Nice. Of course. Cars falling on somebody. I'll wait until they say something. It's not on their throat. They're adults.
MYOB, you know, mind your own business.
That's right. Right.
Mind your own business.
None of my concerns. Right.
Bianca, well, how would you...
She wouldn't.
Vote.
How would I vote in the poll?
Yes.
I have to agree with Hemda, just on principle.
Women, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But... I think the funniest thing about this whole argument is just Keith being like, I'm helping you.
That's all they make you have to say. They gaslight you into thinking you don't help people nowadays. Okay, I think that's less than every fucking book we ever read.
But the sad part is my response to him yelling, I'm helping you, is, I'm helping you.
I know.
And then I was like, okay, I need to. All right.
Physician, heal thyself.
But he said he wants advice.
Yeah, and you kept giving it to him, and he kept not wanting it, but nobody really saw how funny that was. Right,
yeah, I'm not into... Yeah. Also, I don't want advice. I want solves. You know, someone was on the forums being a smartass. Remember how Keith really loved advice so much when he had that pain in the side and people tried to give advice? No, that's guesses. I don't give guesses. I give solves. I give burn Somebody cream as a solve, a hospital solve. They guess, yeah, because that person knew. So everybody's guessing whatever the fuck they had. It might be a planner's wart, you know. And I'm like, it's not. It's like, wow, you won't even listen to me. Like, calm down. It's not what you had just because you had dental surgery. It doesn't mean that affected my side. But then the person, guess what it was? It was the person who knew what it was because everything I had lined up with what he had. He wasn't taking a guess as much as he was having a solve. And he's like, I do. He was nice. He LOL'd it. He said, I do think. He knew. I do think this is what it is. And said what it was. So that's what it was. And it changed my life. Already I'm like, all right. So instead of being scared about the pain, I can move fast and the hurt is actually good. And it was because I got the solve.
So everyone shared their own from their own experience.
And if your experience is fucking stupid, yes. Look in the mirror. If you have dumb experiences, you're not the case. How about my experience? And now I'll go teach wrestling. I don't have that. So I wouldn't do it. My experience is I slipped on ice. Maybe you slipped on ice, Keith. That's your experience. That's stupid. Everybody doesn't have an experience.
If somebody thinks that they're right, but they're wrong, and they say it.
If they say a lot of stupid things, only they can look into this. But if they've been doing that a lot, where they've been wrong, shut the fuck up.
I agree.
Right.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, these people had to be wrong many times to suggest.
If your advice, if your solve is wrong.
Yeah.
It's not a solve.
No, it's not.
Therefore, it doesn't meet the criteria, and you're wrong.
That's right. So don't be wrong.
So never be wrong.
When I give advice or solves, they are right. Period. The other people can't handle that, I guess. Sorry. This is what I'm good at.
Part of it that burn cream wasn't right.
Right, exactly. So right. All my things are pretty fucking obvious. I'm not going out on a limb saving your life. I know. Burn cream.
No, but didn't Kyle get advice from someone that said burn cream is actually bad for burns?
I said, or go to the hospital. I said, either one. Both are by her place, you know, picking up burn cream or the hospital. Then she called her sister or somebody who was a doctor. They said, go to the hospital because that's what they say. Then she goes to the hospital and they go, the hospital said, yeah, it's good you came here instead of burn cream. Right. They say it about everything. They say it about Pepto. They say it about everything. You don't have to go to the hospital all the time. We have over-the-counter shit. She's not burning herself constantly and keeps using burn cream. She needed it once, and that would have been it. Instead, wait 3 hours into an emergency room, and then when they go, you know, is it an emergency? Like, kind of, but, you know, Not if it doesn't have to be for you, LOL.
Lol. Yeah. Shields up her hand.
Yeah. Then text me, still in so much pain, they keep me waiting. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds like you guys should break up.
Advice doesn't mean give free... we actually didn't have a problem with it. It was Chenda. But, and that leads to, do you help people? And it's such a ridiculous question.
Okay, we have to move on, right. Whatever, because we're going to talk about that again in upcoming episodes from the week. But
I clipped my nail too close, Keith. Maybe that's what's wrong with your side. Oh, that's advice. Now you helped. Now you can write in your diary you gave advice? Jesus Christ. Yes, Bianca.
You put in at the end of a segment with Rod and Karen from last week, reactions to the Chris Rock special. And Keith, you said something interesting. Just like, I don't laugh anymore at stand-up comedy.
It's hard. It's hard.
And you said it in a way where it was like, you really had thought about it, but I get it. You know, sometimes like you are too exposed to something. You're like looking at it too hard and you could maybe say like, that's very funny, but you're not going to laugh. Especially
you're finally a stand-up comedian. That's what they've been telling you this whole time.
I also, you know, Chris Rock's one of the greats. And so, you know, that helped give me an out too. Like I have a disease, guys. I can only laugh when it's good at the end about Will Smith slapping that we've all been talking about for a year. That's actually is the only stand-up kind of comedy that gets me off.
Did you laugh at the end?
I don't know if I laughed or we, like we all did, we went, oh, fuck yeah, fuck him. Ah, love it, love it. So I don't know if it was a laugh per se, because, you know, if...
No, that's not a laugh.
No, LOL not that. I mean, were you laughing, watching it, going... Ha ha ha. He's really calling everybody. He's the one calling Will Smith a bitch, actually. Ha ha ha. No, you go, oh shit. So yeah, that pleased me. If I did an hour of oh shit, then that counts as a great special.
I didn't watch it yet. I'm going to watch it though.
Let me know what you
think. I might watch it tonight instead of the Academy Awards.
Okay.
Rebel.
I say you write, if you liked it, write to me. If you didn't like it, right, I didn't like it too much, LOL. And that'll understand you didn't like it too much.
but you won't be mad at me.
I won't be mad at you, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay, moving on. Episode 3639, Objectum Sexuality.
Yes.
With Mike Kaplan. Now, who are the psychopaths who have this thing? Or are they not psycho?
Are they perfectly normal?
Let's get into it. What do words mean? Let's talk about that for an hour.
Whenever Mike Kaplan's girlfriend gets mad at him, is he ever like, you know me, and there's a bullshit explanation for everything, so just relax a minute. I think it's okay if you fall in love with a bridge. Knowing that, and you're okay with that, then blah, 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 blah. Right, the girlfriend chimed in, right? And she said, you know, people treat people like objects too. And I'm like, oh, well, then fuck the Eiffel Tower. Okay. People like objects. That's true.
But we don't like when they do that.
Right. Right, Mike. We don't like when they do that either. So stop fucking the Eiffel Tower. You know?
I'm in love with Chrysler Building.
Right. But ask around who's the Chrysler Building been sharing their time with. And a lot of people. Know. So know that.
I'm in love with the Kosciuszko Bridge, but that's because we both have names that nobody knows how to pronounce.
Right.
I'm working on my type five.
The new one or the old one? They redid that bridge. The new one
They blew up my love.
Did it get too much work done?
Yeah, it looks like it came back from LA.
Yeah.
The way that bridge looks.
It does.
This was a hard one for me because I don't like to hear people arguing. I do like you and I do like Mike and I do like all the people who have sex with all the objects. I think they're all super cool and valid.
It was your chair.
It was my chair?
Yeah, your chair was fucked before you got it.
What?
Uh-huh. The chair you're sitting on, someone had sex with it.
No!
Made love.
think so. This chair is.
You made it?
Came. I built it from a IKEA box.
Right.
So.
Right. You know what that? You know why it was called a folk? Yes, they fucked it.
It's just called a Noracker.
See, that doesn't. Yeah. That sounds like a move.
Yeah, give me the me the Noracker.
What's interesting about these people who are in love with like the objects is they're always in love. It's never like I'm seeing the Eiffel Tower.
Right. We're going through a time right now.
Yeah, it's always like I'm in love. I knew that almost immediately, or like we fell in love, but it's never like, you know, I like talking to him about this, but like when we get into the, it's so perfect always. I'm not buying that. You know what? We should let them marry. We should let them marry so then they can understand divorce and how that feels.
He never takes out the trash.
Defending the Eiffel Tower. It's the Empire State Building. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
I was drunk. I don't even remember it. Look, if she's yours, then, you know, she wouldn't have come over that night. What can I tell you?
I can't hear you from up here. I'm too tall.
He wouldn't have cheated if you took care of him at home, but it's the home that's doing the actual fucking, you know. Oh, if your home took care of you, he wouldn't be over here.
Oh, God. Yeah. It really opens up a can of worms, but it's one of those things where you're like, everything that's ever happened has happened and people thought of it, you know? So it's like nothing is unprecedented. It's like, yeah, sure, she's in love with an airplane. All right.
Right. Does she get nervous during turbulence like that she's not involved in? Is she watching this new Malaysia special about the missing plane and just bawling her eyes out?
Maybe. I mean, maybe she has turbulence. That's like when they are having a fight.
Oh, okay.
Like about to break up.
Okay. I didn't know if it was the plane's orgasm.
No, it's hers.
Okay.
No, it's part of a turbulent relationship at the moment.
Okay. Say that. Mm-hmm. And the poll here
does she try to cut line and be like, it's okay, the plane knows me?
Yeah. I'm on the list.
Right.
We're all on the list. Our names are on the
Don't tickets. You say that. He's not seeing other people. He's definitely all male planes.
She giving the flight attendant a dirty look, like, you don't know him like I know him.
If you ask her if she's pansexual, she's disgusted. She's like, I'm straight. I fuck planes.
Not pan, plane.
Yeah.
The poll was...
Do you enjoy arguing?
Yes! No!
17% of insane people, yes.
Yes.
That's so crazy.
No, those people are wrong. Arguing is the worst.
Arguing is the worst. Who the fuck wants to argue?
You're wrong, Keith. I love it.
Because people push my buttons. They do it deliberately. So there's nothing I can do about it. I'd rather not argue.
Okay. But it's not fun to be like...
It's fun. It's fun to watch your football team 100-0, and it's fun to not have to argue.
It's not that. I think there are good arguments and bad arguments, no? Isn't like a discussion could sound like an argument, but really it's like,
we're just discussing if it's okay to fuck planes. I don't need that in my real life.
I mean, I'm not like, I never got mad at Mike or you. I never got like upset or sad about it. It's just, it's funny more than anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was bad about, for example, that argument. Like, well, none of it felt bad.
I liked it. I was on board until you just, like, started talking about the definition of psychosis and, like, doing dictionary back and forth. And then talking about, like, okay, it's a subjective reality versus, you know, reality. And what is reality and philosophy? And it just got to a point where it's like, I think we've lost the thread.
I don't think we're supposed to fuck trains.
I don't think we're supposed to fuck trains. But also, Keith, when you have episodes like this where you're like trying to get through an article, but you can't, are you really annoyed, or is it just part of the
bit? It's part of my charm. No, I'm not annoyed.
Okay. That's what I thought. This is very funny. Funny show.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Mike. We may see him again. But we just know it's Mike, and come on. I don't think he means half the shit he says, or I really could. I don't know how I'd be able to respect him at all. So let me just think that, Mike, and then we can still be pals. Because there's no fucking way. It's not a psychosis to be in love with a building or a car or balloons. What's the difference? That's just what they love. He doesn't believe it. He doesn't.
There's a name for it. So what is the name? Is
lying.
The name the title of a psychosis? Is it the name of a...
of course it's psychosis. It, you're psycho.
What
you're
is it?
You're psycho.
But we may not know. Like, we... There might
we
be
do,
another
though. There's some things
something.
I know, and I'm telling you guys. It's psycho. It's fucking psycho. Is it? Yes, it is. It is.
I want to solve for this. Yeah. I don't want advice. Well, I want to solve.
That must be torture for everybody to have friends who already solved for X. I did. And that's psychotic. And I studied it. I made a cartoon on it that was scientifically accurate.
I forgot about that.
The cartoon. Yeah.
Did you see the cartoon, Bianca? How clever that is?
It was
pretty clever, right? The sun's going down, the number of people are changing. It's a lot of subtlety going on.
I laughed about as much as at the Chris Rock special.
Sure. Well, you've seen a lot of comics before and cartoons trips.
I've seen it all.
About psychos.
I've seen it all.
Right. That's fair.
Okay, we have to move on.
Yes, yes.
18.
And by the way, sorry, my comic strips, you don't not necessarily laugh at. You go, oh, shit! Oh, shit! That's the reaction.
I hold up the paper. I go, he really did that?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Episode 3,640, mm-hmm. 18 years down with mm-hmm. Mike Cannon. Happy anniversary, guys. You did
Thank
it.
You.
18 years. And you talked a lot about, you had some, you know, listener testimonials on this episode, people writing in, saying all the kind things. Like, when you look at the past 18 years, as a whole, do you ever get overwhelmed by like the fact that this is what you've been doing and this is how you've been doing it?
I think about all the things we did. I threw some LOLs in between so it doesn't overwhelm me. But it does feel good to reminisce.
Yeah, it's when I start listing it, because you have to start thinking back, like on anniversaries, it gives you that opportunity. And plus we do the Q&A show. And I'm like, oh, right, we did that. And then I'm like, all right, we did a lot of things. I think if we died now, it could be like, what a good life, right? There's a lot of things, whether they all went great or mediocre or like, you know, they were mostly fun. Pretty incredible.
It's definitely cool to have just a body of work, you know, like such a... Like if you had a cabinet, say you were able to put Keith and the Girl episodes into a cabinet like they were jars of spices.
That you can leave open, yes.
You would need a really big spice cabinet.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
For all 3,640.
This is a little nuts.
It's
You'd need
really,
a legal machine at that point.
You'd yeah. need, yeah. yeah. All a little bit different, like snowflakes. Mm-hmm. On the mountains of Los Angeles.
I didn't know there were that many titles to shows. I mean, I thought we'd run out
of words.
We know
yeah.
how to stop. Yeah. like, and then every year we're like, the dictionary has new words. I guess we have to make more episodes because now we could title them. So, okay.
you and Mike Cannon were talking about like your annual stand-up show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was talking about when he first learned that you do that and like the reaction that he had and being at some club where you were doing it and being like, I got to check this out, see what's going on here, and seeing you killing and being like, huh, well, isn't that interesting? And you shared that like certain comics have been a little weird about it.
they've been upset, sure. Well, that's very fun to hear. I'm glad he said that. Yeah, so many comics get upset. Like, that's not stand-up comedy. And like I said, okay, I just have to call it something. But I don't care. I mean, yeah. You don't hear me going, hey, welcome to Keith and the Girl, stand-up comic Keith here. Who gives a fuck? You know, but you got to know what show you're going to. Poetry that don't rhyme so much. You know, I mean, what the fuck are you going to say?
Trying to make you laugh talking. Right. Ha ha. Yeah.
Humorous monologues, they called it in Spain.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's enticing. Monologue. Yeah. That's what Keith says. Mm-hmm. If you come to Keith's humorous monologues, you won't be surprised by what I'm calling it.
So how is the writing going?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to ask that?
She did, and I said, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I got some stuff written down. That felt good, but I definitely need some day to make me feel a lot better. So we'll get there.
It's March 12th at 2:53 p.m.
Thank you, Henda.
Yeah, I think this is. You don't need more time than this. I mean, no. You don't have more time than this.
So it worked out. So you don't need it.
But meanwhile, I'm lolling and LOLing and ha-ha-ing when I've been tasked with doing an opening set.
Yes.
So, someone who does even less stand-up than you.
How's the writing going?
So good.
It's perfect.
You both seem to be great.
An empty page is perfection. You can only get better.
I love it. Don't be surprised if you can't find me that day. Change my identity.
You guys know I have leukemia sometimes, right? Okay, good.
I'm so sick. Ooh. Hello. It's not funny. Ha ha. Lol. No worries if not. Can't make it. Ha ha. You guys also talked about Ouija boards in this. There was an article that you brought up about.
Yeah, so many
young
women.
Almost women.
Yeah. 40 girls fucked around with the Ouija board and found out. You got anxiety and had to go to the hospital. And then,
do you think they went to the hospital on their own, or do you think somebody gave them that advice?
It said, where are you at? And then it said hospital. And then they had to pretend they were all sick to go to the hospital and find this ghost. There could be more to it. So I don't think that they're insane. I like to think that. That makes more sense to me than fucking bridges. Then we put up the poll, are Ouija boards real? And one person said yes. And I saw... And on Reddit, you know, we talked about this later. Somebody said, you know what, take it from a fucking redhead. You know, they're witches. Take it from a fucking redhead. Don't mess with these Ouija boards. And I'm like, okay, let's warn people. This is big news. They turned your dog inside out, this Ouija board. Tell me what happened. Just trust me. Like, to even get into more, I guess it's like going to war. Like, I saw ugly things. Can we let it go?
You've been warned.
Right. So then I saw her in the chat room, this person. I said, hey, what's the deal with Ouija boards? She's like, yeah, stay away from them. I'm like, has it happened to you, getting demons and stuff? Like, no, but I listen to podcasts and I've heard kids have bring open portals and don't know it. I'm like, okay, got to the bottom of that. And I'm like, okay, thank you very much, adult. And we have concluded this conversation. She didn't even open a fucking Ouija.
It's like you don't even own a Ouija board.
Trust me. It's like if I explained I said about the mob. What the fuck do I know about the mob? I'm like, don't mess with the mob. And I'm like, oh, what makes you say that? Like, I'm trust bald. Me. Yeah, trust you how? I saw Sopranos.
Hey, trust a bald guy.
Right.
You don't want to mess with the mob.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah. Is the cake real?
Okay. That's
portals. I thought we would. Okay. And.
Okay. All right.
The game portal. Cake real. No.
Okay, Bianca's gonna open. Okay.
Yeah, she'll open. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know what that.
I have.
Means.
I have enough of a body of work. I'm gonna drop that yes. one. Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of open portals, episode 3641.
Yes.
Open portals with Carrie Gravenson. Carrie's in rare form this ep. Very funny. Critiquing your Super Bowl party. Giving you an A plus, taking the plus back.
She's
so serious.
She didn't like not knowing how to properly clean up at the end of the party. So she the point.
Where do I put this can, though?
Right. I said, clean up, figure it out. And it really threw her.
But she was hysterical talking about the Ouija board portal. Take it from a redhead. And did you have fun at your Super Bowl party?
I did. My favorite part, actually, was when Carrie started cleaning up, she picked up an empty can and she was going to throw it somewhere. And I go, you don't have to do that. And then she thought, like, maybe I still wanted the can. There's something in it or something. And I'm like, no, it's done. She's like, well, should I take it? I'm like, well, okay, take it to the garbage now. And she's like, but now I don't know. Do I leave it? I'm like, it's in your hand. You might as well finish, but you don't have to do this.
Lol.
Put it the fuck down. Get out. Lol.
No worries if not.
No worries if not, though. You could live here if not.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I don't even like you.
Right. I don't care what you do. Just do something.
Get out of my house.
Yes, this is too much.
Yeah.
Should we watch more football? And they go, well, no, it's done. I'm like, right. Get out.
What do you think of people who make the joke like, oh, the Super Bowl? You mean the Rihanna concert?
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. In fact, I think Carrie was one of these, and I happened to just see a meme on it that I sent to her. She said, oh, okay, so tonight you're having a party for the sports balls? And then I sent her the meme of a guy looking in the mirror. You will say, tonight is the sports balls, and they will all laugh. They will enjoy it, and you will be a winner. And then she went, oh, shit.
That's fucking funny. That's great.
Whole crowd will love it.
Yeah, it's all ha-ha and LOL until someone says the word sports ball, and then it's like, get the fuck out of here right now.
2023, you invented not caring about sports, but you do want to be part of something. So interesting.
You must be, because you must be reading books all the time.
The most interesting man in the world.
Wow. Amazing how many books you can get through when you don't have all this sports ball to worry about.
Right. And then these people, they don't even, it's not even like they're reading books instead. They see some headline, same one I saw, and then they're like, hey, did you know that? Like, yeah, we all knew, the article just came out today, you fucking asshole.
We knew, and we actually knew because we watched the game.
Right.
We saw it in real time.
Mm-hmm. That's people for you.
Yeah, people are the worst.
Oh, well. But she was rare form in this one because she was nice, you know.
She's in love. She's been with her boyfriend for 1,500 days.
That's true. My God, was that not?
It was cute.
Super sweet. I know. Men get a lot of credit, but you know what? This is a lesson.
I normally don't think anything is cute. You know me.
Because you've seen so many cute things, you're over it.
But that, I was like, okay, that's pretty cute.
I think it's cute. You know, it didn't have to be more than what it was. They were probably going to go out to dinner anyway, and he acknowledged 1,500. My point is, if you're listening to this and it's like, my partner always wants, no, look how stupid it has to be. And then we're all like, wow, that's it. And you move on with your day.
And we put
1,500.
And we put the picture up that where they had some kind of dessert, and the waiter wrote 1,500 days in chocolate. Sloppiest fucking ugliest picture I've ever seen in my life. They don't give a fuck. But the point is, these little things are fun, aren't they?
Yes.
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 And I just looked it up. You know how long 1,500 days is? 3 months. It's really not that long, them two. But all right, good for them, and they're happy.
That's not true.
I don't know.
Did the math.
Well, I mean, February's shorter.
Oh, God.
I think you had Bianca for a minute, which means you had a lot of people.
How exciting is it, though, Bianca, that wasn't a Capitol riot?
Oh, right. I heard about that. Yeah. I heard everybody was just sort of like walking around orderly, being like, how'd I get in here?
Yeah.
You know? Oh,
people I- are
Did Nancy, I have a friend named Nancy. I wonder if this is her office. I guess I'll go in.
Did a few people climb the walls? Okay, maybe they were looking for the entrance. It looked like a zombie movie, the wall climbing, for God's sakes. Did a few people climb the walls?
Oh, you're not supposed to put a post through a window to break it? I thought that was how you opened it.
I'm not
where into... I come from.
Right. I'm from the country. You open doors with a flagpole.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, the desk looked a lot like one of my toilets at home. I'm sorry, I didn't know. And it was really, it was unintentional. I didn't riot, you say. That's right. So funny, haha.
If the White House is the people's house, I would have assumed that the Capitol, I get to take home some files.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That was a tough day for me. I was famously in the hospital my first day in.
Right.
Just being like, what the fuck is going on?
Wow.
Well, nothing was going on looking back. Looking back, you were high.
Yeah, it was actually totally normal.
Yeah. Maybe that's through. It. Like, I'm sorry,
you've never walked through a building? You liberal cucks?
Maybe we just got a different channel over here.
That's so weird.
I'm sure something happened. I'm sure of it. I'm so sure of it.
No.
You really can't trust your own memory. This is only 2 years ago. I knew it. You know what I mean? Not to look into.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Does Tucker Carlson talk to his wife and she's like, I'm not these idiots. Okay? You said you'd make dinner. Make it. No, you said that. No, I know the insurrection happened. I wonder if he fucks and he's like, the insurrection totally happened. You saw it.
Speaking of which, do we know what's going on with Mitch McConnell?
I don't know what that means. Did he go back into his shell?
He fell down in a restaurant.
Oh, good.
And he had to go to the hospital.
Where?
For a concuss.
Well, I hope he's all right.
Oh. And thoughts and prayers. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard any updates. So, you know.
Son of a gun.
T's and P's, as you said. Thoughts and prayers.
Text Bianca if you know anything.
Let's see. This was 2 days ago, a day or two ago. Mitch McConnell seems happy. He's discharged. He's eager to be discharged from the hospital. So he's acting normally.
He remains in the hospital, though.
Yes, you are correct.
According to the internet.
He's urging hospital staff to let him go.
Let me out. I need to fuck up more people's lives. Mm-hmm. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I think he's misunderstanding the word discharge, which explains his urgency. Oh, another one.
It's just we already lined up, Bianca. You know, it's already scheduled.
Oof. Rod and Karen, what a delight.
I can't think of a more person who can't discharge.
Holding it down while I was away. Mm-hmm. Rod's one of the busiest people in showbiz, being a whole, you know, TV writer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so cool. Karen, amazing. Still managed to do extremely long recap episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just get in, you drill down into every detail. You leave no stone unturned. And I feel like sometimes I try and leave space for that here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe we don't need to move briskly along. Maybe I can just say what I think and then they can say what they think. But then I get so anxious every time. I'm like, I'm not.
It's not your style.
It's not enough talking. Right. We have to. So basically, I am the haha at the end of a text of human beings.
Okay.
Just trying not to like take up too much of your time.
I see.
I wouldn't. Want to put you out. Ha ha. We're laughing. We all love the show. Chew and A.
Mm-hmm.
Newsies on a journey. I love it for him. Massaged. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Done and done. Enough said.
What do you think about he wants my dick sleeve?
Go ahead. Give it to him.
Okay.
Where's the harm?
Feels like there is, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Listen, there's some things I'll admit I'm not an expert. I don't know. I don't have a solve.
Right. That's fair.
Maybe.
I appreciate your honesty, by the way. Hee hee.
Hee ha ha. You leave the dick sleeve on your stoop or something. If it's there in the morning, it's there. If it's not, it's not. No questions asked. Right. We don't know who took it.
I go to the grocery store, though, and I pass two people, and they're like, I got a new dick sleeve. And I'm like, God damn it. I look. It's you. My landlord.
Well, yeah. I mean, 18 years. A week. The week that was 18 mm-hmm. years, still kicking. Mm-hmm. I've been involved for quite a while now, if you think about it.
That's true. That's very true.
Two studios. You've been involved for two studios. This is a third one. Three studios. I count this as a studio.
We'd like you to clean up your studio, by the way. Yeah.
It's very nice.
I'm just Josh. He ha ha ha.
Ha ha. Thank you. God, I couldn't tell. Do you have any other questions for me before we wrap it up?
How's your health?
The same, actually. It's good in all the ways that matter. You know, I feel good and I'm strong. I'm hitting the gym, as you know. I'm ripped, beefcake. Mm-hmm. But
are you feeling changes with the new exercise regimen?
Definitely a lot stronger. Yeah.
That feels good. But,
you know, I still have technically leukemia, but it's not really like affecting me it's just more like theoretical right now than anything. I guess it could just like pop off out of control again, but it hasn't. So. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Congrats. Did you do any swiping in LA?
No. And I've been paused on everything on my profile. Is paused.
Did you pause or did they pause you?
I paused. Hmm. So thinking about firing that back up. Tomorrow's my 3-year anniversary of celibacy.
Oh. Sorry to hear, haha.
Well, there was a quarantine in there. I think that should matter. And some hospitalization.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I mean, I don't blame myself. I'm just saying this is the truth.
Do you make a cake? I mean, that sounds like 1,500 days to me.
Yeah, at least. At least. I should celebrate somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy a dick sleeve.
Like a real dry cake.
Oh, Keith.
I don't know. Haha. Not if you don't wanna.
Oh.
Won't be hurt here.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Go ahead. Kick me while I'm down.
Just thinking, like cookies or something.
Oh, okay. That's your solve.
Right.
Nice.
Solve. Oh my God.
Did that guy turn you off? Is that why you haven't been dating? Some weirdo saying, hey, why don't we get together sometime? And you're like, hey, it's sometime. And he's like, what? I'm busy. Did that turn you off?
I think that was part of it. I was very uninspired on the dating app. I was basically just like, matching with people and then immediately unmatching them so that all of the pages of my app were like fully clear of any information, like no matches, no conversations, no likes, nothing. Right. Like when you go through your email and you're like, delete, 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 delete. That's how I was treating it. And I was like, I don't think this is what you're supposed to do. So
you cleaned up.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, spring is happening.
Mm-hmm. Spring. That's when men get horny. Spring.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, apparently people start dressing more provocatively. I've never seen it. But. So, yeah. All right. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
And I will always love you, Keith and the girl, and I will always love you, Keith and the girl. Happy 18.
Keith and the girl, the girl.
Even singing, she's succinct, you know? It's not, you know, we get it, we get it.